A House Courts of Justice subcommittee considered 9 bills involving marijuana, including one to decriminalize the drug. But Republicans outnumbered Democrats on the panel, and voting along party lines, they tabled all 9 proposals.
We, being the majority of Republicans, have no interest in making marijuana legal.
That's Committee Chairman David Albo of Northern Virginia. He was snowed in on the day of the vote, but he opposes lighter penalties for possession of pot.
Marijuana is not good for you. Now, what they're going to say is, well, it's no worse than alcohol. That's true. Alcohol has been a scourge in this country. I mean, if you look at how much alcohol has ruined people's lives, it's really sad. But I don't think adding marijuana to the mix is going to solve the problem.
Albo argues that nobody goes to jail for a first offense.
I've been practicing law for almost 28 years. I used to be a prosecutor. I know what I'm talking about. It is near impossible to get 1 millisecond in a jail for smoking marijuana.
But a second offense, growing or selling marijuana, that's another matter. Michael Rittenhouse Rigby, a resident of Nelson County, was arrested for cultivating 7 marijuana plants.
It's an antidepressant for me, and I've taken antidepressants, so I know that that works for me.
He spent $2,000 on a lawyer and lost at least $5,000 more when he shut down his landscaping business and went off to the county jail for 100 days. It was, he recalls, a horrible place.
It was lights 24 hours a day. It was dominoes being slammed down, people yelling, people fighting. People that were there because of meth addictions that had no teeth. The dead skin in the bunks was the most disgusting. And just the smell, it was filthy.
And unnecessary, he says, for growing a plant that should be legal.
Have I endangered anyone's life? No.
So the news that Virginia's House has blocked any reform in the state's marijuana laws makes him angry.
It's tyranny. When you see the state seal of Virginia, it is a joke. There's nothing that I can do to change their mind except hope that someday they get locked up and they spend 100 days in jail because, you know, they won't do well.
In Fluvanna County, Becky Blanton also wonders why state lawmakers won't back away from criminal penalties for growing or using pot. She's a former cop from Colorado, where the drug is legal. And she hears good things from her friends back home.
Crime is way down. People are less violent. Overall, they're not seeing the problems that everybody thought. It's not the marijuana apocalypse that everybody feared.
The state is swimming in new tax revenue, but Blanton says there are still those who think liberalized marijuana laws are unwise.
The big argument is it's a gateway drug. You know, if you smoke pot, then eventually you're going to be smoking meth or crack or doing cocaine or whatever. And I haven't seen that be necessarily true. I think if you have the personality to do cocaine or heroin or harder drugs, you're going to do it, whether you start with marijuana or start with a beer.
Delegate Albo admits he might have supported a couple of reforms had he been on hand for the vote. He thinks, for example, it's a mistake to deprive people of their driver's license for 6 months if they're convicted of possessing pot.
We probably never should have passed the law in the first place. Might not have been a smart move just to start suspending licenses for things that weren't driving related.
And he doesn't like the fact that people like Mike end up with a criminal record that can damage their chances for future employment. That's the kind of thing that gives reformers hope. The full committee could opt to consider any of those bills that were tabled, and several measures are still pending in the Senate. Lawmakers could be influenced by a new poll from Virginia Commonwealth University that found 82% of younger respondents in the state, 86% of people making more than $100,000 a year, and 71% of Republicans support reduced sanctions for possession of marijuana. I'm Sandy Houseman.